One important theme of the exhibit is We're Still Here.
Most people who live in Anchorage have no idea that there is an indigenous population that has been here and continues to be here.
That's a perception that Aaron Leggett, one of the co-curators for the exhibit, wants to change.
My grandmother was a full-blooded Dena'ina Athabascan from the native village of Aklutna. Aklutna is the only federally recognized tribe within the municipality of Anchorage. So really, for my people, our traditional homeland is the Anchorage area.
Leggett has spent more than a half dozen years searching out the objects that appear in the exhibit, traveling mostly to museums across Europe. Most of the objects on display were collected in the 1700s and 1800s by explorers and museum collectors. Objects like an 8-foot-long beluga harpoon borrowed from Germany for the exhibit and a bowl made of doll sheep horn collected during the third voyage of Captain Cook in 1778 is on loan from the British Museum. Jim Fall is a cultural anthropologist who now manages subsistence programs for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. He's also a co-curator for the exhibit.
The name of the exhibition is Dena'inuk Huch El Yeshi, which means the Dena'ina way of living.
Fall says pieces of Dena'ina history can be found right in the city. Point Warrensoff was a major fish camp in the early 20th century. Chester Creek was also an important fishing area. And there were several seasonal camps right in downtown Anchorage up until the 1930s. The Dena'ina were displaced leading up to World War II to make way for the growing city and military presence. The exhibit brings them back to life. It contains many interactive features, maps on iPads that allow visitors to explore traditional Dena'ina places around the city with their native names. A life-size recreation of a fish camp transports visitors to the southwestern frontier of Dena'ina territory near Non-Dalton. In the process of pulling the exhibit together, Fall has seen a lot of artifacts, but he thinks the most interesting ones in the exhibit are the quivers, which held hunters' arrows.
And these quivers, they're very beautiful objects, but they're also decorated with the images of various game animals that people hunted, as well as the hunters themselves. So they're fun to look at, they're beautiful, and they also tell us something, I think, about the respect that the hunters expressed to the animals that they depended on and hunted.
Hunters traveled across a vast, rich territory ranging from Seldovia in the south to Talkeetna in the north. Susie Jones is the deputy director of the museum and a co-curator for the exhibit. She says Dena'ina people are unique among Athabascans because they live both inland and along the salt water, and the exhibit demonstrates that.
One of the recreated settings in the exhibit is of a Dena'ina man hunting from a beluga-spearing platform. They upended a spruce tree, anchored it into the mud flat, and made a platform out of it with the root mass of the tree, and the hunter stood or sat there as beluga followed the salmon into the river mouth.
Today, Cook Inlet beluga whales are on the endangered species list, and Alaska natives have voluntarily stopped hunting them because of declining numbers. In addition to artifacts and dioramas recreating traditional practices, the exhibit contains stories and songs. This song, composed by Dena'ina Shem Pete, was recorded in 1950. It's a lament to a lost love. A young man leaves his girlfriend and wonders if she's thinking about him as he walks the trail between Tyonek and Susitna Station. The song became well known to Dena'ina singers throughout the 20th century. The exhibit for Leggett is his own love song to his people.
My hope is that when they grow up, they'll have something that they can turn to be proud of their heritage. Because when I was a kid, we didn't really have a lot that we could point to that was definitively Dena'ina.
Leggett says the years of work he put into the exhibit are dedicated to his ancestors and to the next generation of Dena'ina. He helped edit a book to go along with the exhibit, which is the most comprehensive ever produced on the Dena'ina. The exhibit opens with a free celebration from 1 to 3 on Sunday, September 15th, and runs through January 12th. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton. Oh, no,